Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is What You Did by Claire McGowan, published by Thomas & Mercer in 2019. Today's book is all about friendship, marriage, and who to believe. Alison has the perfect middle-class life. She lives in a nice house outside London with her lawyer husband and two children at exclusive schools. She's gaining a reputation as a feminist writer and is the chair of the local women's refuge. Alison and her husband Mike are having a party, a reunion of six university friends, 25 years after they left Oxford. Aside from Alison and Mike, there's another couple, Jodie and Callum, expecting their first baby. Alison's best friend, the single and a little bit wild Karen, and their other friend Bill, who no one's seen for years. The party at Alison's house is a little bit tense at first, after all these years, but they all drink and laugh and talk about the old days. But avoid one particular topic, the murder of one of their college mates at the ball on their last night of university. Alison goes to bed, but she wakes up in the middle of the night and finds Karen stumbling into the kitchen, crying and screaming, blood running down her legs and strangle marks around her neck. She says she's been raped, and Mike was the one who attacked her. The police are called and the drunken Mike is taken away, claiming his innocence, and Alison is torn between her best friend and her husband, her feminist convictions about always believing the victim, and her need to hold her family together. What side should she choose? And who should she believe? What You Did is a book which shocked me to the core. From the first few pages, I was left stunned and asking myself, what would I do in Alison's place? Who would I believe? And the twists and surprises don't end there. The shocks keep coming as the pages turn. I don't want to spoil this book for anyone, but as Alison delves deeper into trying to understand what happened, she finds out that her life is built on lies, more than she ever realised. What was especially interesting was the way Alison was torn. She has a public persona as an advocate against domestic violence, and yet here she is having to face up to the fact that maybe her husband is responsible. And it makes her question her entire life, including what happened at the ball 25 years ago. I struggled with Alison's reactions and behaviours. I almost found myself yelling at her in the book when she makes some rather strange decisions. But then again, this whole scenario is a very difficult situation. And then there's the way you'd hope you'd react. And then there's the way you might actually react, which is nothing like the moral person you hoped you'd be, which is what happens to Alison. One of the other interesting parts about What You Did is how almost all the characters in the book are flawed. Each one of the friends has their own ghosts and agendas, well, all except for one of them. So, What You Did is not only a fast-paced thriller, but a thought-provoking one too. So if you like moral dilemmas, psychological thrillers, long-lost friendships, dread-laden page-turners, I heartily recommend What You Did by Claire McGowan. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to go to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.